Good afternoon. It's half past the hour. You're listening to All Things Considered here on South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Vince Colbluga with these headlines. Hurricane Michael is projected to be a major hurricane by the time it hits the Florida Panhandle sometime Wednesday. The National Hurricane Center predicts the storm could make landfall with 120-mile-per-hour winds before it tracks northeast through Georgia and South Carolina. Forecasters say Michael could begin to affect the state Wednesday afternoon and quickly cross South Carolina by Thursday, with the center of the storm tracking along Interstate 20. Michael could bring 4 to 8 inches of rain to the Midlands, with lesser amounts upstate and along the coast, as well as the threat of tornadoes. A new study says advisories about eating local fish may be warranted after high levels of pollutants were found in fish from the Charleston Harbor. Researchers with the Medical University of South Carolina found high levels of organic pollutants in Atlantic croaker, southern flounder, striped mullet, red drum, spotfish, and spotted sea trout caught in the Charleston Harbor and Ashley and Cooper Rivers. Researchers noted levels of pollutants were higher in the rivers than in the harbor itself, and in some samples, the levels exceeded EPA standards for what is considered acceptable for human health. Previous studies found high levels of the same pollutants in dolphins in the Charleston area. Hundreds gathered at the Florence Civic Center to say goodbye to Sergeant Terrence Carraway. He was one of 7 police officers shot this past week during an ambush in an upscale neighborhood in Florence. The officers were trying to conduct an interview for an investigation and possibly serve a search warrant. The 30-year law enforcement veteran was remembered as a brave hero and loving family man. Florence Mayor Stephen Mukaila.
To be sure, he was tough. He had a spirit of determination and courage that was on display Wednesday afternoon. But this big man, he had a certain temperament. It was a disarming blend of firmness coupled with humor and smiles, which brought calm and order and peacefulness.
Sergeant Carraway leaves behind a wife and 2 children. A Georgia man has been charged in a shooting death this past weekend in an oceanfront restaurant in Myrtle Beach. Local media reports police charged Akari Brown with murder in connection to a shooting at Riptide's Oceanfront Grill early Sunday morning. Police also charged the 24-year-old of Toccoa, Georgia, with several weapons violations. Police say a fight broke out early Sunday morning and a man fired a gun, hitting 25-year-old Roger Ramos in the head. A former U.S. Navy sailor convicted of killing 2 teenagers is up for parole again due to a law in effect when he was sentenced to 2 life terms in 1974. 75-year-old Richard Raymond Valenti is set to have his 20th parole hearing Wednesday. Family members of his victims have fought for decades to keep him behind bars, but some are worried the parole board will release the aging felon. Authorities have charged a teenager for making threats to a Midland school. The Richland County Sheriff's Department says the threat was made yesterday over the internet against AC Flora High School in Columbia. The agency says it wasn't a credible threat. Officers took the juvenile and parents into custody. The parents have been released. And a teenager is under arrest in connection to a robbery that resulted in a death over the weekend. The Columbia Police Department says officers arrested a 17-year-old male this morning and charged him with 3 counts, including murder. The agency adds more arrests are possible in connection to the robbery. The Richland County coroner said Desmond Bates died from a gunshot wound to the chest late Saturday night. He was shot at an apartment complex on the southeast side of the city. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.